My Music. A panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shryan. Your chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Thank you. Here we are once again in the City Hall Theatre, Hong Kong, as part of the Hong Kong Festival, to which we've been invited by Occident. Meet John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. While beside me, I'm delighted to say, sits our scorer, Leonie Lawson. John, give me a composer and perhaps a number or two for this excellent tune.
Crumbs. Is it a luggage van?
Yes, it's Luggage Van Beethoven. Yes.
And private language there.
Can you give me an op number?
What key was that? Was that in D major?
C minor is the key of the opus itself.
Oh, well,
it's in E flat there, but...
Well, that's very kind of you. It's opus 18, number 4, then.
That's right, the first movement. You got it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, what a good tune that is. Or if you wanted to, we could put it up a tone. And here it is again, in slightly different form, for Frank.
So as soon as this book closes, as soon as this book closes, as soon as this book closes, the revolution starts.
Frank, does a city come to mind?
Does what?
A city come to mind.
A city,
yes. The name of the man as a city, or the city he comes from, would do, I think. Or...
Well, he was what we call a North Britisher.
Yes, he was.
He was a Scottish lad.
Well, you'd think so from his surname.
Wick.
Killiecrankie.
I'm getting the voices again.
Killiecrankie.
Alex Glasgow,
yes.
To which he belongs.
Well, yes, in a sense. Somewhat Geordie accent there. I'm grateful to Peter Whiting of Hawley in Surrey, half a world away, for pointing out the similarity between those two tunes.
Yes, I'm semi-grateful too.
Ian. I turn to you, Ian. This superb singer is descended on her mother's side from Sir Arthur Sullivan. Her name and birthplace, please.
Beautiful singing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Plays a good game of golf.
Aha.
Plays a good game of golf.
Yes, she does. She's really...
The famous golf soprano...
John.
Was Joan Hammond.
Later.
But I think this lady is much younger than Joan Hammond.
Yes. And born much nearer here.
Do you know a song called Kiri Kiri Bin?
Yes. I also know another one called There's Nothing Like a Dame.
Yeah.
And yes, it is. I don't know anything about this related to Sullivan through a mother-in-law or something.
Who does he think it is?
Kirite Kawana.
Kirite Kanua.
Kakanua.
I am asked to say. Kirite Kanua, born in
New Zealand.
New Zealand, that's right. And that aria composed by Mozart when he was 10. is an arresting thought, isn't it?
New Zealand names are rather difficult to pronounce. And I was in New Zealand a couple of years ago, and they said, all names are just as you read them. And I was saying, ticky-tie, ticky-tum-tum. And sitting in this car going through the... And I found myself saying, chicken taki away. And it was chicken takeaway.
Well... We've had Kiritikanua. For Dennis, a very different kind of singer.
Another night I've been to visit you and him comes to an end. Switch on the hallway light, farewell a friend. Another night I bring the flowers and the wine has slipped away. There were only three to dine and two to stay.
Now, Dennis.
Now. Well, in a very real sense, that the owner of that voice should have the title tonight that is on the LP that I've got that song on, which is called Master of the Revels.
Mm. Yes.
Because he is right. Our producer,
yes.
Pete Atkin.
We have co-producers, Tony Schreier and Pete Atkin. And Pete Atkin wrote that song and is playing the guitar on the record and is singing it in his previous existence, of course, as a very successful singer. And I was wondering what would happen to your career, Dennis, if you hadn't recognised the voice of
I think Clive James, wasn't Clive James?
Yes, Clive James, the words, Pete Atkin, the music.
I'm surprised you chose that song, because there is a marvellous song which is much more relevant to the kind of life that late you led. Well, called The 30-Year Man, 30 years in the record, about a jazz player in a
about a decrepit old piano player.
Decrepit old piano player, yeah.
Let's examine one or two song curiosities. John, on my song copy, it says, English translation by G.J. Van Eycken. And the words begin, now, children of our sacred soil, the glorious day is at hand, when against the tyrant's power, with gory standard in our hand, we rise, armed with our wrongs, to fight. How does the tune go, John? Could you perhaps whistle it? You're a very good siffleur.
The tune goes with a swing, Steve.
Yes. Or avec a swing, actually.
With a swing.
Did you know...
Is it the Marseillaise?
Yes, it's the Marseillaise, yes. It's the translation on that copy of the words of the Marseillaise, yes. Frank, another patriotic song.
Yes, of course.
Right. Hurrah for the flag of the free. May it wave as our standard forever. The gem of the land and the sea, the banner of the right. The tune.
Do you remember that duck?
Yes, be kind.
Yes, can we do it?
Yes, let's do that.
I last heard it, or first heard it for that matter, during the end of the war, yes. When a Canadian army show came to London. And
do you want to do, give us some music?
Yes.
Want some piano? Let me think of a key for you.
Give a cheer for our web-footed friend, for a duck may be somebody's mother. She lives on the edge of a swamp, where the weather is always damp. Now you may think that this is the end. Well, it is.
I hadn't thought of that for a long time, that song. Yes, John Philip Sousa's music, and, of course, his own words for The Stars and Stripes Forever. Ian, I'm going to play you the chorus of a song that you've sung hundreds of times, but set to music by someone else. This is a setting by Charles Willoughby, not by... Well, here's the chorus. How does your version begin?
My version begins, on the road to Mandalay.
That's right, yes.
You know what I thought it was? Take a pair of sparkling eyes.
Well, yes.
I was going to say, I think
I think Sullivan thought so as well, probably.
There's a fascinating record that was made many, many years ago of Peter Dawson, who was the great exponent of these songs. And on this particular record, he sings On the Road to Mandalay with three different tunes. That one you've just played, the Only Speaks one, and another one which goes something like, long ago and far away, and there ain't no buses running from the bank to Mandalay.
Yeah.
And he does all three in a splendid sort of montage.
Yes, you mentioned the songwriter Only Speaks, Kipling's words, of course. What interested me was in the verse, you know, by the old moon, mine pagoda.
Yes,
this particular composer, what's his name, Charles Willoughby, has gone into a different rhythm, and he's done it like this. Seeing that quite different.
It's almost like sort of the green eye of the little yellow god.
Yes, it is.
Yes, looking eastward to the sea. There's a Burma girl sitting, and I know she thinks of me.
Boom.
Boom. Dennis, tell me, what did Ted Lewis turn taps into?
Oh, he turned it into. So good night.
Yes.
So good night. So good
night.
Right from side. Right. Is everybody happy?
It's a popular song called Good Night. Yes, he did. That's right. A news item caught my eye. It said that at one of the BBC Promenade concerts, Sabu had stepped in to save the day. And I thought Frank might shed some light on that. Frank, how could Sabu save the day?
Well, it was Ian. Wasn't it Ian Wallace who was going to sing the hippopotamus song? And he had a throat infection. And which doesn't often happen, but he had a throat infection and he had no hope at all of reaching the top note. And the chaps who were running the thing got hold of Sabu, the elephant boy, who... At a crucial moment of the song, sat astride Ian's shoulders, and then at the right moment jabbed him with a sharp probe behind his ear, and out came this wonderful note. Surely that's
quite perfect. Or, John, how did Sabu save the day at a prom? In a word,
well. There was a gentleman here at Hong Kong who played a Brahms violin concerto, and his name is Sabu.
That's right.
Was it a misprint?
No, I just tried to pronounce it like Sabu to help Frank.
Oh, you rotten cheat!
Yeah. Yes, it was the violinist Pierre Amoyal had a throat infection. His place was taken by Eugene Sabu, appearing in this festival. Here's a question for both Ian and Dennis to answer, each in his own way. In a magazine article, I saw a singer described as, and I quote, dark, sardonic, with the kind of brooding, piercing eyes which lady novelists say that master mariners acquire after a lifetime of peering through the darkness to spot icebergs. Ian, you first. Which singer might that describe?
Well, there's an English singer, or at least I think he's of Belgian extraction of my acquaintance, called Raymond Herrinks, who gives one that look.
Yes.
Maybe if it was a former day... Chaliapin?
Dennis, who do you think?
I have a German singer of my acquaintance called Bismarck Herrinks.
Well, you've all won your marks. I'll tell you, it was an article in the Leader magazine of October the 22nd, 1949, and it was describing the appearance of Dennis Norden. Here are some symphonies, various kinds of symphonies.
Whoa.
For example, if I said to you, what kind of symphony is this? You would reply, a pastoral one, because it's from Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Right, by the same token, John, what sort of symphony is this?
My name.
It's by Benjamin Britten. And it's the Spring Symphony, the Spring Symphony, the Spring Symphony, the Spring Symphony.
That's the answer. What sort of symphony? A Spring Symphony.
John is without peers.
John without tears as well. It's Robert Tear. Frank, listen. What sort of symphony, Frank? I must have my little joke.
Uncompleted.
Yes, I think. Yes. An uncompleted, unfinished symphony by Schubert. Yes. Ian, what sort of symphony is this?
Reconditioned symphony?
No, only in a manner of speaking. It is in a manner of speaking.
Is it?
It's a sort of revived symphony, in a sense. You don't know it, do you?
No, I feel rather like that society lady who was introduced to Sir Thomas Beecham at a party. And she said, "Oh, Sir Thomas, I've longed to meet you. I just adore symphony."
Anyone
will do.
Well, that was the classical symphony by Prokofiev. It was from the third movement.
Nine. Thank you.
Dennis, what sort of symphony is this?
Unfurnished. The unfurnished. Yeah. I got no message from my answering service.
Oh, no.
Then.
You, I think you're more likely to know this than Ian.
I think this is what you once referred to in a previous program as a Denham symphony.
Yes, one of the Denham concertos.
One of the Denham and...
Yes, only this is farther away from that. It's a Hollywood.
Yeah, it's filmic music, but what it comes from, I don't know.
It's a lovely thing. To that music, I fell in love with Priscilla Lane.
Of the Lane sisters.
Yes, and Gail
Right,
Grade.
Name the other two.
I almost could. Yeah. No, you don't. It was Max Steiner's theme from the film Four Wives.
Oh, yes.
Name their father in the film. Claude Rains, well, never mind.
Claude Rains, yes. And Geoffrey Lynn was in the film as well.
Yes, he was, indeed, yes. Is there anybody in this theatre, I wonder, from Yorkshire? They're not usually so reticent, are they?
It depends why they had to leave. Well.
Well, the Yorkshire Post, in a reference to the Harrogate Festival, mentioned a new work to be played by the Medici String Quartet. Unfortunately, due to a misprint, it came out as a world premiere by the Medicine String Quartet. Well, we have to know what it was they were playing, don't we? The Medicine Quartet. Medicine, health, doctors, surgeons. What composition or song? John, it's
well,
very
quick
to come to you.
Well, I think if the Medicine String Quartet took itself seriously, they'd play nothing but chamber music.
Follow that.
Lime green bottles hanging on. That was really... I was thinking of something rather lighter and more lyrical. Now is the time for the swallow.
Yes, that's right.
Just Ian. My pill.
Yes. Well, obviously, they would only play twice daily before meals. And very difficult. They're big repertoire. They play that Gershwin piece, the Liniment Symphony.
Oh, yes.
And a good deal of going from the tonic to the dominant. that's my dead strength on it.
I think some egghead's got to come in and say that Gershwin didn't write the Tenement Symphony. Somebody else did. But, because of the first line. Schubert wrote a symphony, too bad he didn't finish with. Gershwin took a chord in G. That's what put the idea into your
head. Yes, it did.
Yeah. Never mind. Dennis, this medicine quartet.
Thanks for the remedy. I've got down. There's one I'm working on. I come from Alabama with a Band-Aid on my knee.
Yeah, right. Once again, we've reached the point where the scoring is finished, but the show isn't, because we have four brief songs for you. From Frank, a Steamboat Song of 1912, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Okay. How are you going to go into this
I'm
one?
I'm going to go... right.
Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Just get your best gal, real pal. Get out of the levee. I said to the levee. And join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Any Irish people present here tonight? Yeah. Right, good. Well, for you, John has an Irish song. And unless I misjudge him, he's got an Irish accent too, however spurious.
You never know.
We'll try. Oh,
the days of the kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune, oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like a youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of our summer night, and the kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune, oh, the one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like a youth too soon.
There can't be many people whose first name is Julius, but if you are a Julius, here's Dennis to introduce to you.
Julius is here tonight.
Yours.
Julius, Julius, can't you see the girl wants a fuss to be made of her tonight in the pale moonlight? When she sighs, rolls her eyes, that's the time to squeeze her. She wants you to do as the Romans do. Oh, Julius sees.
From Ian... Old Man Riwar.
Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tug that barge,
lift that veil. Get a little drunk and you'll land in jail. I gets weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and feared of dying. But all the man a rebel, he just keeps a rolling along.
We'll be home again for our next programme, but we have enjoyed our visit to Hong Kong, this fascinating and thriving city. We want to thank everybody concerned, and we'd like to include in the thanks our own BBC sound expert who came with us, Pete Fresney. We leave you with the final score, a victory this week, as it happens, for John and Frank. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Shryan and Pete Atkin.